This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Every year, the Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out a snapshot of the American workforce, breaking down 600 or so occupations by gender, race, and ethnicity. The data for 2023 just came out, and it will come as no surprise that many jobs are heavily skewed. I mentioned at the top of the show about 90% of floral designers are women. 99% of pipelayers and masons are men. Black workers make up about 13% of the labor force, but almost 50% of postal service mail sorters and processors, and only 7% of lawyers. Lauren Weber is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, where she wrote about the new data. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So there is a lot that surprised me about this data. Like, I knew early childhood education was female dominated, but 97%? What surprised you about some of these numbers?
Similar. So, you know, so I was interested in this data, which comes out every year, and there are so many tidbits in here. Like you said, the preschool and kindergarten teachers was interesting. I actually polled informally a bunch of friends and colleagues about that and said, what percentage of preschool or kindergarten teachers do you think are male? And I got answers everywhere from about 5% to 30%.
Oh,
I think
wow.
Everybody was shocked that it was so low. So, you know, when you look at the numbers themselves, and gosh, there are so many great examples. I think it's something like less than 2% of all logging professionals, all loggers, are women. Asians make up around 65% of all manicurists and pedicurists, and also a very high proportion of software developers and scientists. So it's a really striking portrait of the American workforce.
As you say in the piece, there are sociology textbooks worth of explanations for these numbers. But you cover labor in the workforce. What are some of the big factors driving some of the disparities?
Well, I think the question that's really difficult to answer, but is also the most interesting one, is how much of these career choices that we all make are based on choice, and how much of it is about other factors, maybe self-stereotyping or cultural stereotyping, maybe harder barriers like discrimination or lack of opportunity. You know, any one person can describe their own career trajectory, but when you look at this data overall, it really shows a lot about, you know, who does what in our culture and how we sort ourselves into different occupations and how in some ways we are sorted.
If some of this is about self-selection, you know, maybe there are some good reasons for women choosing certain professions, for example, why do these disparities matter?
I think there are three main points of why it matters. One is, I hear a lot from employers about labor shortages. They can't find enough people for jobs. I hear that especially with a lot of blue-collar jobs, trades jobs. Well, you can look at this data and see, okay, only 2.2% of plumbers and pipelayers are women. For people who are trying to hire people in those fields, there are entire, like, huge pools of people that they're not reaching. The other piece is, I do think it's really important that we think about these questions of representation and who we see around us and how that shapes our thought about what's possible for us. When my son, who's now 11, was around 3 or 4, we used to read a book that was about a long-haul truck driver named Jane. And one day he said to me, I'm sad because I want to be a truck driver, but I can't because I'm not a lady. And I think about that all the time and thinking about, like, how, you know, seeing ourselves in jobs expands our idea of what's possible. And then I think, you know, perhaps most importantly, there's the issue of the connection between income and occupation. So you look at a lot of the jobs that where women comprise like 90% or more, they're often lower paid. And, you know, that's, I think, another reason to try to seek more equity in the workforce and a better spread of people being able to use their talents and skills.
Now, you did find some professions that or occupations that are fairly representative of the makeup of the workforce overall. What are some of those?
Yeah, that was really interesting. So we looked at the, you know, the composition of the overall workforce and then what occupations mirror that closely. And we found things like hairdressers, paralegals, dietitians and nutritionists. Interestingly, journalists kind of mirror the population in terms of racial and ethnic balance.
Hmm.
A lot of those jobs are service oriented. So they're very community based. So they might be, you know, by neighborhood or by, you know, region or geography. So I think that's one reason why they might be a little bit more representative than other jobs. Many of those jobs are actually dominated by women, like hairdressers or dietitians. And I don't have an explanation for that.
Hmm. Well, as you said, textbooks to be written.
Exactly.
Lauren Weber wrote about disparities in the workforce, some pretty surprising numbers. We'll post a link to it, of course, at marketplace.org. Lauren, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.